Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Thank you for tuning in today, and thank you, dear listeners, who wrote me this past week. I'm so grateful. Well, if you've been listening for 12 days or 12 years and have never written to me, I hope you'll do it this week. And when you do, I am blessed, and it helps me know I need to stay on your station. You know, with all the storms across the country, I was reminded of the time I lived in Nevada, and huge sheets of rain would blanket the dry sand as far as we could see. So, whether in Nevada or the California desert or other arid regions of the world, water produces wonderful changes in the sand. For instance, in Nevada, the pincushion cactus is dormant during the dry season, looking like a brown lump in the sand. But after the first spring rains, the cactuses burst into bloom, displaying delicate petals of pink and gold and white. And I remember in South Dakota growing up as a child, Grandpa and I would sometimes drive across the prairie checking on his cattle. If it was after a spring rain, we would always see the prairie cactus. Their clump leaves with long, sharp needles bursting with hot pink and red waxy-looking flowers hiding among the prairie grasses. Yes, most any desert can seemingly sprout vegetation overnight. Well, the ancient prophet Isaiah used the rain's renewal to illustrate how God cares for us. He wrote, as though God was speaking to us, "The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to and will prosper everywhere I send it. It will not return void." That was from Isaiah 55. You know, the Bible is spiritually alive. That's why it doesn't return void. Whenever our hearts are open, God's word, the Bible, will bring us refreshment, spiritual nourishment, and new life. Now, here's a wonderful song by Martha Borg. She sings, "He's as close as the mention of his name."
Hallelujah to God.
Jesus, Jesus.
comfort to know that Jesus is as close as the mention of his name. In fact, I know from experience that if you are in danger or any other circumstance and don't know what to do, just speak the name of Jesus. Call out his name, and he'll be right there with you. His name is, in fact, a prayer. Thinking about prayer reminds me of sledding with my grandchildren. How? Well, in Montana, when my grandchildren were small, their house was on the side of a hill, and so at the first snow, the sleds were brought out of the garage, and they would swoop down the small hill for about 10 seconds, and then trudge back up the hill and do it all over again. Well, as they became a little bit older, they first learned to snowboard on the same hill, sliding down for those 10 seconds and then back up again. But a few years ago, we took our now teenage grandsons out to Lost Trail Ski Resort for some snowboarding. They rode the chairs up to the top of the mountain at incredible speeds down the mountain for 10 to 20 minutes. 10 seconds down the hill in their backyard or 10 minutes down the mountain at Lost Trails. That's both called snowboarding, but there is a difference, isn't there? Well, I've been thinking about this in relationship to prayer. Sometimes we do a 10-second prayer, a quick, spur-of-the-moment kind of prayer. Usually when we need help and we call out to Jesus. But at other times we end up praying down the mountain, an extended, intense time of prayer that requires our concentration and passion, taking our needs to the Lord. Both kinds of prayers, the 10-second prayer and the 10-minute or longer prayers, have their place, and they're vital in our lives. Either way, whether it's the 10-second prayer or when we're facing a mountain and we need more than a 10-minute prayer, it's good to pray. You know, Jesus prayed often. In Luke 6:12, it says, "Now it came to pass in those days that Jesus went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God." Now let's listen to a song about God on the mountain. Here is Linda Randall.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Oh, don't lose faith, for you're never alone. See the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. Talk of faith when we're up on the mountain. Talk comes so easy when life is at its best. Now it's down in the valley with trials and temptations. It's when faith, your faith is really put to the test. listen, is still God in the night. I want to say it again, the God of the day is still God in your night. Yes, He is.
Yes, our God is a God on whatever mountain we are facing. You know, I was reading an article by a prominent Duke University Medical Center professor, and he wrote, "If thankfulness were a drug, it would be the world's best-selling product with health benefits for every major organ in our body." Wow, who knew? Just being thankful for our blessings helps our bodies be more healthy? Well, the doctor went on to explain that a thankful person, an attitude of gratitude, not only enriches our relationships, but the very act of expressing our thankfulness helps lower our blood pressure, increases our circulation, brings oxygen to our brain, thereby even improving our mood, as more oxygen flows into the brain. You know, sometimes it's easy to be thankful for what we get. An act of kindness to us, a surprise gift for our birthday, flowers from someone we love. But being thankful with health benefits, I think that means having an attitude of gratitude. And the Bible even takes being thankful to a deeper level. The act of giving thanks causes us to recognize the one, Jesus, who provides our blessings. The Apostle James expressed it this way. He wrote, "Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." King David also wrote about being thankful in 1 Chronicles. He wrote, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples." And throughout the Psalms, David wrote over and over and over about being thankful and rejoicing in God's greatness, thanking God for His creative power, for His love, for His mercy and care extended toward us every day. Yes, being thankful for the good things in our lives benefits our relationships and our bodies, but directing our thanks to God, the giver of all good things, also benefits our soul. Well, Don Moen sings a song that reminds us to be thankful. Here he is. The song is titled, "Give Thanks."
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, "I am strong." Let the poor say, "I am rich," because of what the Lord has done for
because He's given Jesus.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. It's a wonderful way to live. You know, earlier I mentioned the thankfulness drug, as the Duke University researcher called it. He said that being thankful brings health to the organs in our body. Well, Dr. Barbara Fredrickson, a professor at the University of North Carolina, also says that we should develop habits of optimism, whether facing a difficult medical diagnosis or a pile of dirty laundry. Well, King David in Psalm 37 outlines what we can do to boost our mood when we're struggling in life, actions we can take as an antidote to discouragement. Here are some of the verses that he wrote. Verse 3, trust in the Lord, do good, feed on God's faithfulness. And I think feeding on God's faithfulness means reading the Bible so we will know all the ways that God's faithfulness is showered upon us. Verse 4, delight in the Lord. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him. This also means to trust even when things don't go right, but deciding that we can trust God to help us in spite of our circumstances. Verse 7, rest in the Lord, wait patiently for Him and do not fret. Verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. And this directive about not getting angry certainly is a good reminder when stressful situations arise. And one commentator I read said ceasing from anger really meant not being angry all the time. And we've met those kinds of people, haven't we? Because of all these suggestions that are connected to the phrase, in the Lord, it's more than wishful thinking. It's because of Jesus in our lives and in His strength that these suggestions become possible. I recommend that you take your own Bible and read Psalm 37 often throughout your life. It's a blessing chapter to read. And when there's bad news, we can still have hope because of Jesus. Yes, Jesus is the reason we can have hope. We can be thankful because our God is a mighty God, able to deliver, able to help us. Well, there's a wonderful song expressing just how great our God is. Here is Ralph Carmichael and the London Choir singing for you, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
Oh, what a wonderful song. How great thou art. Yes, our God is not only great and powerful, but he loves you. He cares about you, and he promises you that he will never leave you or forsake you. Yes, that's our God. Well, in addition to talking about how much God loves us and cares for us, and I've been talking about scientific discoveries or principles that we can live by to help us live happier lives. In a book, The General Theory of Love, the author wrote that when intellect and emotion clashes, the heart often has the greater wisdom. And then they went on to write, who we become depends in part on whom we love. Well, this is not a new discovery, but an ancient truth. The most important commandment God gave to his people affirms that is when we love God, we will be blessed. It says in Deuteronomy 6:5, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And then in the Gospel of Luke, we learn that Jesus added the word mind. He said, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and with all your mind. So, what scientists are just now discovering, the Bible taught all along. When we make God the object of our love, when our minds are focused on him, our lives will be more fulfilled and blessed, and we'll be more contented. In fact, Jesus went on to say, do this and you will live. Well, our time together is over. It goes so quickly, and I would love to hear from you, especially the listeners in the new stations. I'd love to hear from you to let me know you're listening. You know, often I meet people in a store or restaurant, and when they ask what I do, I tell them about Psalms of Hope on their local station. Often they have listened but haven't written in to let me know. So don't expect someone else to write in. Whether you're in Colorado, Nebraska, South Carolina, California, Utah, the Middle East, Africa, or if you're listening on shortwave or any other way, such as the internet when you hear this program, write or email me today. If you wish to hear more programs, go to my website, SamanthaLandy.com, or find me on Facebook. So until next time, remember, God loves you with an unconditional love for now and always.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.